I kind of balanced out this weekend, Hunter. Of course, drowsy like a lot of people after daylight savings time yesterday.
Yeah.
You know how much of this is a problem? The spring ahead is a problem. We had a notification from the school district saying, you still are responsible for getting your kids to school on time. Daylight savings time happened. It's actually this time. No excuses. They must have a lot of kids,
yeah.
I guess. The fact that they sent that one out makes me believe that there is that's a larger problem than you would think. But as drowsy as I was, I got a nice jolt awake from my Trump tax plan. I did my taxes this weekend.
Oh.
Hey, I'm a proud American. And being a proud American means you pay your taxes. And I don't buy this crap from these people. Well, it means you're a stooge because you're not stashing your money overseas. No, I'm a proud American. I don't have any problem paying for the quality of life that we have here, the security, the safety of America that we do have here. I'm not one of these tax cheats who basically, especially the wealthy, who have the most to lose by not having the safety and security of America, who stash their money overseas, who act as if me paying taxes is a violation of something, so I'm not going to do it. So I pay my taxes, and oh, God. Thanks, Donald. Appreciate that. I'm actually luckier, I think, than most people because I could see this cab coming. So I made some preparations at the end of last year as far as, deductions, donations, stuff like this, putting money aside. But yikes. And thanks for that, Donald. Yeah, I'd love to hear that commercial we had on there for the Trump tax plan book. I bet that's for everyone. Have you done your taxes yet?
No.
No. Are you scared?
No, I should be fine.
Okay. I know a lot of people. Actually, I will say this, not nearly as bad as some people, especially some friends of mine on the East Coast, yeah, and the West Coast. They got hammered. Holy cow, do they get hammered here. We have successfully gotten through this weekend's weather, and things are dramatically warming up out there. It's starting to – we got a lot of snow to melt off, but if it gets as warm as they're saying we're going to get here, it's going to melt off relatively quickly, which is going to be good, although it's going to be a little bit of a flooding issue.
Yeah.
The stories are out. They're doing the adopt-a-drain thing where they need people to dig the drains out.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yeah, if you can – was it City of Minneapolis is doing that?
Yeah.
I believe that is. City of Minneapolis, I imagine St. Paul must have the same thing, maybe even Hennepin County. But if you are living anywhere and your drain is completely encased in snow, you want to dig that out because flooding this year is going to be bad. It is going to be bad. We got rain coming through. We still have a lot of snow that we got to melt. It's going to be pretty obnoxious. So if those drains aren't open, it's going to only get worse for you. And reminder, the streets can handle some of it, but a lot of areas, they can only handle so much. So keep that in mind out there. The Friday fish fry this last week was IHM, Immaculate Heart of Mary, over Minnetonka. They do such an outstanding job over there. That is a good fish fry. But this thing is starting to take off on its own. I got told the Lutherans are trying to recruit me now. Lutherans, I like you guys. You're a stone's throw away from Catholics, and I don't really mean it like that. But still, you guys are you're right there. Catholics, Lutherans, they're pretty close. Zion, is it Mount Zion's got one coming up Friday here? And then the Ukrainian pierogies and fish. Oh my! Now you're just flirting with me. That's the Ukrainian. I can't find out where that is. They got a Facebook page. I got to check that out. I'm not sure if that's in Minneapolis or St. Paul. They sent us an email about it, and it looks delicious. I mean, the idea of fish and pierogies.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, my. It sounds magnificent. So I'm going to have to hit that one up there. So let us know about your fish fries. If you have a fish fry out there that you would like us to possibly make it to, I will try my best to get as many of these Friday fish fries because it's, like I said, it's one as a Catholic, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I'm Catholic. I will say without it, it's one of my favorite parts about being Catholic is the Friday fish fries during Lent.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic. So keep letting us know. You can comment at am950radio.com. Email us at comment at am950radio.com. You can also make a comment up on the Facebook page or the Twitter feed, and we'll try to get out to them. I want to start off today with kind of, in case you missed it, Edina won the boys' state hockey tournament. Big game between old money versus new money. And I'll tell you what, new money, you take that and you eat it. Ha, 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 ha. Edina wins again.
You want to know a chant the Edina kids say at these hockey games?
Oh, I can only imagine. Go for it.
That's all right. That's okay. You will work for us one day. They literally do that.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. My dad gave me everything, and I haven't earned anything in my life. Yay! Go, team, go. Hey, I don't work for your mom and dad, or I work for you. I just rip you a new one. So maybe I'll do the rest of this show in a Edina voice. How dare you? Oh, that's a great chant. That's a fine chant. Keep those rapscallion-eating prairie people away from us. How dare they? How dare they come over here and think that you can be on ice with us? How dare you? Hey, I got your job right here. Oh, green and gold, sure. No, I will say, this aside. Now, as a guy that went to Edina High School, I graduated there, too. Yeah, congratulations to them. I ran into, I actually have a friend whose kid was the guy that scored the winning goal.
Nice.
And then I met the goaltender's mom today over when I was over in Edina. But I've had this interesting conversation with him, and I just sort of said, now, as far as ice hockey goes, my perspective is a little skewed because I'm in Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Not exactly an ice hockey powerhouse. Probably was, I think they were back in like the 50s and 60s, but today they don't play, you know, really that well in ice hockey. And it's nothing against the kids. The kids are fantastic. I know quite a few of them. There are a lot of my kids' friends are playing the hockey program over there. But the reality is that within 20 years, it is my guess that half the state hockey teams that are currently playing will not be playing. They might not completely go away like Richfield completely dismantled their team, but they might be, it's going to be five schools together here or there to try to get together a team. And the reason why is something very simple. And it's something that you can see very clearly from the perspective that I've got. If you're in Edina or Minnetonka or Eden Prairie or Wayzata and you guys have got, you know, you've got the people there who have the money and the kids who have the talent. Yeah, your programs are doing great. But hockey is a god-awful expensive sport. And there isn't a sport. And I lament for hockey families because this was really the first sport that was the year-round sport. I really do. I mean, there were always, you know, some specialty clubs and teams and stuff around for other sports, but hockey was the first one that I knew of when I was going to school in the 80s. That if you wanted to play for hockey and you wanted to play for Eikola over at Edina, well, then you were not just playing hockey up until March. You were playing year-round. You were on club teams. You were on, you know, peewees, bantams, whatever the level was that you needed to be at. But you had to be playing to have a chance at being on the Edina team. You had to be playing through the system, and you had to be playing year-round. Well, it doesn't take a rocket science to start adding up that math. My God, the ice time alone is quite, you know, counter restrictive for most families. The pads and you know, sign of the cross to the woman who was the goalie mom. I mean, goalies, my God, you know how expensive those pads are? But it goes beyond this. And this is something which is ruining all of the sports slowly. The obscene amount of money. Now, I have seen this through baseball. Back when my kid was 13 years old and he was playing baseball, that was the first time I started hearing about these, you know, $10,000 travel teams that played for 2-3 months of the summer, would go to Vegas, would go to LA, would go to Miami, would be playing in international, would be playing against other top prospects. Teams in this, and as I scoffed at that, and I said to myself, you know, all right, whatever, fine. It's people invent ways to take money from wealthy people every single day. The reality is, though, is that those programs, pound for pound, the kids that I know have done those programs, they're the kids that are on the team still. Those are the kids that did not, you know, that are always, oh, we've slotted you in to be the starting first baseman or the starting pitcher or the starting outfielder. As much as it's hard to say, those programs work. So what you're getting right now is a top-loaded system where not only does your kid have to be somewhat talented, and this goes beyond sports. We talked about this with music as well and with drama and with all these things. Your kid can have talent. Your kid can have ability. But you also have to have a ton of cash. And I mean a ton of cash. I mean, for some of these programs, it is insane. $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for a 2-month session, 3-month session, $20,000 for an entire year to keep your kid playing in a certain sport. It's obnoxious. But those kids are getting results because they're generally with the better coaches, they're in the better programs, they're playing against better talent, and the results are these kids are getting better. Now, if you are a kid who's going to Hopkins, and Hopkins, like I said, they play hockey, but they get beat a lot, and they get beat a lot 10-0. Now, if I'm a kid and I'm going out and I've actually got real talent, real ability, and my parents are paying $20,000 for me to play hockey all year long, and I'm very good at hockey and I like to play, do you think I'm going to stay on a team where the best I can hope for is that if I have an outstanding season, that we get beat in the second round of the sectionals? No, you open and roll your kid out of that school and into one of the better schools because the visibility there, the coaching there is better. And so what you really end up doing is creating these dead zones for hockey. And when you're looking at, and hockey, like I said, is I think the bellwether sport because it is so expensive. You need to have the ice. You need to have the equipment. That, you know, this is not about, you know, and Edina, congratulations on the championship. And Eden Prairie, you should be happy too. You guys had a great season. We are going to eventually have a sport where the only teams are playing it are the wealthiest suburban schools or the private schools. And that you're not going to have a team in St. Louis Park or in Hopkins or in Robbinsdale Cooper or in Invergrove Heights or you know, even in places like Elmo and stuff like that. They're not going to have teams anymore because it's just there's not enough kids who want to go on out there and be the Washington Generals to the Harlem Globetrotters. They don't want to go out there and get beat 12-0 every single game. And so henceforth, you eventually start losing interest. And you can't criticize the kids. You can't criticize the school district. When everyone who's a decent player has already gone to a different school so they can play for a different program and play for a better program under a better coach because the team you're on just doesn't have the there's not the financial wherewithal within the community to justify the program, you can't blame them for not wanting to do this. You can't blame them for not going out there and being the team that you guys beat the living daylights out of, you know, a few times. And so it's clear to me that eventually what's going to happen is you're going to get fewer and fewer kids. Don't get me wrong. They'll still hype up the importance of it. They'll still say, oh, it's high school hockey tournament. But the reality is you're going to get less interest because when the bigger school districts start dropping hockey, they're not going to care about the state high school hockey tournament nearly as much as they used to. And I don't think they care about that much. And I think proof positive of this is having a ripple effect is take a look at no one was at those Gopher hockey games. Dear God, you used to have to be willed tickets to get in to go see a Gopher men's hockey game. My God. Do you see the pictures of Mariucci Arena with, you know, four people in the stands? No one wanted to be there because there's no interest in the sport because the sport has been because and it's not malicious nature by the good programs or the parents with money. They're not doing this because, oh, well, not only will my little Billy be able to be a better player, but the poor kids won't be able to play. No one's doing that. They're just they've got the money. Their kid can play. There are these options out there. They're paying the money. And if I can give a lot of these parents a lot of credit, they themselves are also throwing the money down for them to travel and watch these kids play. They're still making the kid a priority. So this isn't about bad parenting or anything like this. It's just about the fact that we have taken an Olympic level of training and now apply it not only to high school, but to junior high, to elementary school. these kids, you have to have an insane amount of money. Do you know how much a metal baseball bat costs? One metal baseball bat is $300. If you buy it used, you get it cheap. And like I said, this is not just about sports. This is everything today. I've talked about how there are wealthier suburban schools where to have a chance to be in the upper level band, the concert band, the premium band, you have to be taking private lessons. Cheap private lessons are $100 a month. That's $1,000 a year just to have the right to be on the program, which you will then also have to pour out more money for. And I know all these schools will say, well, we got a scholarship, we'll donate this. It's gotten to the point where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's and people are not going to constantly go with their hat in their hand trying to get the exception so their kid can play. And where this really hurts is in the lower income communities and in the minority communities. And frankly, I'll be honest with you, I think it's getting to the point where that unless you have a benefactor, you have a wealthy white family who's willing to payroll you while you go through this program, that a lot of these things are by price alone out of the reach of most families. High school hockey is going to it's not going to die. You're always going to have wealthy school districts will have the money. Private schools will have the money. And yeah, you'll have some local, the Class A program, as long as they don't allow the private schools to absolutely rip that one apart, we'll also have some outstate schools that will always have a team or two. And that's great. And every once in a while, you'll get that Roseau versus Edina game, or you'll get that, St. Thomas Academy versus Greenway game, and you'll have everyone, oh, what a great game. The reality is it's a hollow shell of what it used to be. And it's dying not because and it's not going to completely die, but it's far less than it was because the system has come in to where it's money fueled, and the people that have the money get the kids into the better programs, get the better training, get the better coaching, get the better equipment, and they want to be on the better teams. And so what you end up having is dead zones. And that's what you're going to see more and more of. And it's not just hockey. Trust me, football, baseball, basketball, all these programs, the amount of money you have to spend nowadays to keep your kid in an athletic team, to have them train, because the days of you picking up your bat and your glove in March to go try out for the team, and then once the season's over on June 1st, you hang up your bat and your glove one more time, and then you wait, that you can't do that. If you want a chance at the tennis team or the volleyball team or the wrestling team, that you not only have to be training year-round, but you also have to be going to the certain schools. And maybe that's eventually where we're going to end up, is that certain schools have six sports. They're known for this, 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 and this. But if you want to play hockey, you want to go to this school. Or if you want to go play football, you want to go to this school. I just think in the long run, if the idea was participation, you're going to get far less of it because the cost, it's so damn cost prohibitive now. And if it's about quality, well, it's not like it was. It's not like the movie Hoosiers where every school is playing for the one championship. You already have a lot of school districts. Minneapolis has one hockey team for the entire city of Minneapolis. Richfield doesn't even have a hockey team anymore. It's only a matter of time before I think half these teams are gone. And you'll always have the wealthy schools will have them, and that'll be great. But if the idea was to get more kids involved in sports, we are doing an absolutely freaking atrocious job at it. For what it's worth. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie, And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Oh no, you shattered your cell phone. Now what? Listen closely. We know you're lost without your phone. Bring it to Computer Revolution today. We'll fix it and have you back online before someone asks, "Where are you?" Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair has over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair, located in Roseville at Highway 36 and Fairview Avenue, or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones, same day, 7 days a week.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Winsted Knights of Columbus Fish Fry. Blue Note Bar and Ballroom in Winsted, Minnesota. Plenty of fish. Yum. Yumbo.
You're making me so hungry with these.
Why did you put an emoji of a dolphin in there? that doesn't entice me. I'm just going to let you know that. It's like a manatee. What the? No. Winsted, thank you very much. Winsted Knights of Columbus. And I've also had a few of those, the Knights of Columbus and other civic groups that are having their fish fries as well. So yeah, I might have to expand this out. I mean, I can only eat so much on a Friday night. And we only have – there's always a tight window, so I'll have to get on out there. I know I'm going to try to get – St. Albert the Great downtown. I got to try to get into that one in South Minneapolis, I should say. I might have to do the pierogies. I think we'll have to do the pierogies one.
Yeah,
I'll let you know about that one, where it's at, and then if you can make it with us, we'll go, okay? All right, Hunter?
All right.
All right. 952-946-6205. Now, this is – I don't want this to be construed as, oh, well, Matt hates hockey. Matt hates that one. No, this is I remember a time when everyone really did care about hockey in the state. And I'm not saying that a lot of people don't still, but – it is, it's not by malicious or mean-spirited intent this is happening. The minute that money got involved and that someone realized, well, this person wants their daughter to be a better player in volleyball, well, I'll offer this $3,000 a year training program where they have to show up once a week and they'll do this and they'll get me some money and if I can get results, and all of a sudden they get results. And these programs, it doesn't matter where they're at. I mean, if it doesn't matter the sport you're at or where they are, all out there, and they're out there in dramatic numbers that are you know, that you can really, and for all money groups. I mean, trust me, I guarantee you, there's probably a $25,000 a year or $25,000 every quarter baseball program out there for the best kids playing baseball. And so not only do your kid have to be good, but your parents have to have the money. And if they do, then they'll get that kid on the team. And that kid might ride the pine the entire season. Their entire season might never get into a game or get into like three innings. But the parents will pay that money just to get them into the practices, get them with the major league coaches, the guys from the minors that are doing this stuff. And it's insane. And when it gets to hockey, what you're looking at is such a cost-prohibitive a sport for most people. I would say at least 90% of the state of Minnesota cannot afford to play hockey. At least 90% of the state of Minnesota cannot afford to play hockey at the high school level. And the kids that do generally don't want to be on a program. If they're in a certain school district, they don't want to be on a program that basically has no chance at going to the state. That, you know, because it's not just their ability, it's, you know, the rest of the team is a bunch of guys they have to beg to play. And when you're getting to the point, when the school district is getting to a point where they have to beg people to play, well, you know, the kid might get some experience, might have some fun with some of those buddies, but the reality is it's not a lot of fun for these kids to go get walloped 10-0 every game. And you could, it's just the byproduct of the way that we do these things nowadays. That's the real crime. That's the real travesty. 952-946-6205. A good reminder, I am not going to let this go. Representative Cal Barr, Republican, back, I believe it was on the 23rd of February, was in the Capitol Rotunda and called for violence against the Democrats writing common sense gun legislation. Called for them to be thrown to the curb, stomped on, and run over a few times, which I think a rational person could imply was meaning he was calling for them to be killed. His excuse consisted of two massive lies. One, that he says, I was only talking about the bills. If you go back and watch the tape, he was clearly referring to the Democrats writing the bills. And two, that he never intended violence. Oh, really? Throw them to the curb, stomp on them, and run over them a few times. That's not violent. I'm going to keep bringing this up because it blows my freaking mind that especially with all the hubbub about Ilhan Omar last week. Do you know when Ilhan Omar's story started to die? When everyone started asking about Steve King. And then all of a sudden, the story started to die because the Republicans didn't want to have to defend Steve King again. And here you are, and I'll tell you what, when we come on back, I'm going to talk a little bit about this Fox News thing, because if you're upset with Ilhan Omar, well, I got news for you. You should be furious with Tucker Carlson and Judge Jeanine Pirro, because compared to what Ilhan Omar said, this is far worse than what she had said. I'll get back to that when I come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. You're more than welcome to chime in. If you want to chime in on the high school sports topic, you're more than welcome to do that as well. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Buy appliances at or even below cost during Warner Stellion's Real Deal Clearance Sale. Choose from hundreds of floor models and closeouts, all marked with a big yellow tag. Plus, unbeatable savings on special buys, including top-rated laundry pairs, French door refrigerators, four-piece kitchen suites, and more. And you still get trusted free delivery, haul away, and 18 months interest-free financing. Yellow-tagged appliances below cost and unmatched savings on special buys while they last at all 10 Warner Stellion stores.
Hey humans, this is me, Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Ta-da! I'm putting on another gray area thinking human inclusivity training, and I want you to come. It will be at Open Book on Washington Avenue in Minneapolis on Saturday, March 16th from noon to 2 p.m. You can learn more or buy tickets by Googling Eventbrite Gray Area Thinking or by going to the Human is Human page on my website at elliekrug.com. Again, this is on Saturday, March 16th. See you there.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is one of the top 10 largest volume Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle dealers in the country. They have the best cars, an amazing selection, and unbelievable pricing. With Rudy Luther Toyota fair value pricing, you'll always get an unbeatable price on every vehicle. They'll give you that fair value price up front with no hassle. Online at Rudy Luther Toyota or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950 is Progressive Voice of Minnesota. The EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is the Downtowner. Perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, dinner, 7 days a week. American Bistro with Persian Touch. Wood-fired pizza. There you go. Wood-fired pizza. Great, exceptional items on there. Great steaks, too. Just fantastic. Gift certificates available. 253 West 7th Street in St. Paul. Plenty of free parking. Downtownerwoodfire.com. Downtownerwoodfire.com. Downtowner Woodfire Grill. The EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So once again, I want to make sure we understand this. CalBAR goes into the Capitol Rotunda, calls for violence against the Democrats writing common sense gun legislation in the House. Then basically lies about what he says. Steve King, he's a walking Klan rally, for God's sakes. His comments and actions are not only bigoted, racist, and anti-Semitic, they're repetitive, and he keeps getting the one more chance. I mean, he's said some incredibly disgusting things. Those two things are going on, and this is not whataboutism, because whataboutism, I think, and this is, I had a person, I'm not quite sure what their motivation when they brought this up last week. I don't know if they're just trying to downplay the fact that Steve King is a far harsher individual than ever Ilhan Omar ever was. Ilhan Omar is not the left version of Steve King. It just is, that's not realistic. Whataboutism, I think, is generally an attempt to deflect by trying to inflate something. This is the opposite. To look at Ilhan Omar and get mad at what she said, you have to look past the steaming pile of Steve King. And you can't ignore the steaming pile of Steve King. So for a person to do that is obnoxious that they would do that. Or Cal Barr. Reminder about Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar basically, and once again, loyalty pledges throughout history have been used as a way to discriminate, undeniably. Not only the Jewish people, Italian people, other groups as well. That was always the Catholics. It was always a way to discriminate. Ilhan Omar didn't say, was not trying to apply a loyalty pledge to anyone else. She said, I'm not going to swear to a loyalty pledge to another country, especially a country I don't agree with. That's a very different thing. Now, once again, she did invoke them, which set some people off, and understandably, if you're very sensitive about that, I can understand. It's not my place. If you're offended, you're offended. That's just the reality of it. But you really have to look hard, I think, and try really hard to make what Ilhan Omar said into what it became, and it became the number one news story. Everyone, who's going to condemn her next? Who's going to condemn her next? Who's going to condemn her next? And at no point was what she actually said really referred to, not just by Fox News and Breitbart and the rest of those guys, but the rest of the media. The rest of the media was like, do you condemn her? Go and get every Democrat you can on camera. Do you condemn her? Do you condemn her? Every presidential candidate had to weigh in on this. All this stuff. Same thing happened with Sanford, or who's the guy, the Virginia governor, when he made his comments.
Nordstrom?
I don't know. Do me a favor, check that, will you? Thank you. You can buy it and let me know. Northam. And to all the people shopping at Nordstrom right now, our dearest, sincerest apology. So, when something like this happens, and now in the case of the Virginia governor, I mean, what he was saying and what he did was pretty much inexcusable. No one's going to deny that. And yet there's Republicans who have done the same exact thing, that when that happened, did every Republican have to come into camera? Did every Republican have to condemn it? No. Ilhan Omar's comments, once again, it got close to anti-Semitic tropes of the past, and those are not acceptable. If you are offended by what she said, that is not my place to tell you you're not, can't be offended. That is your right. But the reality is, if you look at what she said, she was talking about herself not swearing to a loyalty pledge. But if you look at Steve King, my God, Steve King on Friday two Fridays ago, retweeted an anti-Semitic woman from Canada who is truly an atrocious human being. Again, he did this. And Cal Barr called for physical violence against the Democrats writing common sense gun legislation. I have yet to see anyone in this town put that camera in front of Kurt Dowd's face or you know, any Republican's face. Senator Gazelka. What do you think? Should he resign? Do you condemn or condone? Nothing like that. So here we get to a week later after, Ilhan Omar, and the Tucker Carlson stuff. There's reminiscence of Jason Lewis. There's a reason why Jason Lewis refused to want to talk about his radio show that he did for many years. And the reason why is that the guy said so many damn atrocious things on that radio show that there's no way he could defend himself. So he acted like, we're not going to talk about that. Tucker Carlson as well. I mean, his comments, geez, just disgusting. And there's no defense for them. And yet here he is doubling down. And not only is he doubling down, guys like Donald Trump Jr. out there. Oh, well, I think he's great for not apologizing. Of course you would. I've seen your father. We've heard what your father thinks of women's rights. He's atrocious, but you guys knew that when you got there. And I refuse to believe that Fox News doesn't do some sort of, when you get to that level, there's not some sort of background check that they're doing to find out what these people said. And their mentality was, well, hopefully no one finds out about this. Well, but it was Jeanine Pirro, the Judge Jeanine, who hilariously, and by the way, you've got to see her. She is desperately trying to get Republicans to call Democrats demon rats. And she keeps like, trying her hardest. Judge Jeanine, fetch isn't going to happen, okay? Demon rats ain't going to happen. As much as you want it to be there because you want to get your bumper stickers or whatever, you're trying too hard on that. She started off her show on Saturday that by going after Ilhan Omar, she wears a hijab because the Quran tells women to cover so they won't get molested. She also tells lawmakers religious dress may be against the Constitution. And needless to say, and she questioned, and she indeed did question Ilhan Omar's status on America. She undoubtedly did. She's like, she's clearly against the Constitution. And here's her, she did. And it's, I love how they try to parse their words. Like, I was just saying that she hates everything this country stands for. She hates the Constitution, that she hates the Founding Fathers, that she hates every Christian on the planet. Whoever said I called her un-American, though? That's Justice Jeanine. Now, I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly what she said. Here is her statement from this. I've seen a lot of comments about my opening statement from Saturday Night Show, and I did not call Representative Omar un-American. Yeah, you kind of did. Yeah, you did. My intention was to ask the question and start a debate, but because one is Muslim does not mean they don't support the Constitution. Well, that's, of course, as you say, like you were excusing yourself. Of course. No, that's not what you basically made it sound like if you're Muslim, that you can't support the Constitution. And then she puts out this, straw dog, invite Representative Omar onto my show. I don't go there. I mean, there's no value in you doing that. And that you going on her show does her a favor. She doesn't deserve it. Fox News, we strongly condemn Jeanine Pirro's comments about Representative Ilhan Omar. They do not reflect those in the network. We have addressed the matter with her directly. I will make sure I say this for the record, that multiple people have pointed out there are where I think, if this truly was just bashing on Muslims, I don't think Justice Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jean Pirro, whatever you want to call her, I don't think the quack would be apologizing at all. The problem is she made it seem like religious headgear is anti-constitutional and anti-American. And this was interesting news for numerous Christian deviations, which they also wear headgear. Nuns, for goodness sakes, wear headgear. Many of them do. There are many, smaller sects of religion that are around in rural America that wear headgear, traditional headgear. And the reality is that when she said this, and you know, so basically she condemned every people, most people, anyone who was wearing traditional headgear that was religious in connotation, that was wrong, that's where she stepped into it. That if she had just basically called out Muslims and said Muslims are anti-American and against the Constitution, that she basically wouldn't be apologizing right now. But needless to say, what she said was grossly and unacceptable. And my opinion, far worse than anything Ilhan Omar said. And yet, where's the condemn? There's no one on the right condemning her. No one on the right wants to condemn her. And the reason why is this. At the end of the day, she said this as a dog whistle. And of course, she probably was planning on apologizing and saying, you all misunderstood what I said. And every so-called apology, every so-called excuse is going to be given with a not-so-subtle wink to the same people she was directly talking to when she called Muslims anti-American. Wink, 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 wink. We know what we're saying. Oh, I don't know where you got that impression, but of course I'm not saying that Muslims are anti-American. Wink, 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 wink. This was by design. It absolutely was. And Fox News not yanking her off the air just shows you that they're part of it. That as long as it's ripping on Muslims, they don't care. It's like, it was a little bit like the Benjamin Netanyahu statement this weekend, where Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel is only a state for the Jewish people. And people were like, wow, their arms are up in the air. It's like, how can he say that about 20% of the population, which is Muslim, Arab population? He's basically saying you're second-class citizens. And I'll point out, he basically called all Christians living in Israel second-class citizens. And you don't see anyone outraged about that. Go look what he said. He said, unless you're Jewish, that the Israeli state's for Jewish, the Jewish people alone. So, Christians, you're a second-class citizen. And the last I checked, most Republicans, they call for invading into countries when they get the impression Christians are being persecuted. I don't know where you stand on that, but needless to say, people don't, the double standard here is so insane. It's mind-boggling. It really is. It just is mind-boggling. And like I said, the minute, people started saying, well, shouldn't Republicans be condemning Steve King? That was the minute all of a sudden the Ilhan Omar story went away. Still haven't really talked about Calabar. Jeanine Pereira will be able to drive the narrative on this. And, the media in this country, just doesn't care. Randy is in St. Cloud. Let's go up to St. Cloud for Randy. Hey, Randy.
Well, thank you. I mean, you're right about all that. However, I would caution you, when you say that Ilhan Omar is not the left's Steve King, it kind of makes a comparison, even though you're saying that it's not the same thing. What she said, the last thing that led to this whole BS brouhaha about we have to censor her, and then, well, we're going to do a resolution. Well, now we're going to take her name out. Blah, blah, blah. And they went through all that crap. The stuff she said was all right. It was not anti-Semitic in the least. She was criticizing the government of Israel, which doesn't mean you're criticizing all Jews. And the government of Israel should be criticized. And that whole deal that we have to stand shoulder to shoulder to everything Israel does is driven by mental people.
And Randy, I'm gonna step in on that. All right, I don't think it's necessarily driven by mental people. What I will say is this, Randy, you're right. You are right. It is to even put Steve King and Ilhan Omar in the same category is irresponsible of me, because they're not. But you see, this is the argument that they say is that she is that people try to make the argument that she is the left's version of the worst of the right, and she's not. But even if there was a scapegoat on the left that was like these people, you still don't want to talk about the people on the right, the people who do these things. The guy that ran in Alabama who was, was going after the young kids, Tucker Carlson's comments, Steve King. For God's sake, Cal Barr, you don't want to even talk about them. You just want to say, well, the left's got the problems too, so we don't have to talk about it. Both sides do it. But the problem is when you do the both sides do it, there's a real notice that whenever Democrats do it, it's a condemnation. For God's sakes, if the media of this country held Republicans to the same standard they hold Democrats, Donald Trump would have never become the president of the United States. The Democrats' bar is so high, the Republicans' bar is so low. And the reality is, most of the media today, when a Republican says no comment, they say, well, what are we supposed to do? They said no comment. Thank God that kind of mentality didn't exist back in the days of Watergate. Because if the media today operated back then, we would have never found out about what happened with Watergate. We just have a bunch of journalists going around going, well, gee, well, they said no comment. I guess there's nothing, no story here. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'm ranting. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
A fantastic lunch is waiting for you at Milton's, 36 and Douglas in Crystal. Start with their delicious wings, Milton-style, buffalo, barbecue, or naked. Or try their famous barbecue rib nachos. They've got great lunch options, like their grilled sandwiches, the ribeye, the chicken, and the portobello mushroom. Try the fantastic fried egg with asparagus and ciabatta, and their jerk chicken sandwich. Or change it up with a Milton's Cobb salad, a chopped jerk chicken salad, or their warm and satisfying soups. Lunch today will be delicious if you head to Milton's, 36 and Douglas in friendly Crystal.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
It's March, there's basketball, but the real madness is putting up with dirty, nasty carpeting. Time to call in your cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get three rooms of carpeting cleaned for just $129. Call 952-ZERO-RES. That's 952-ZERO-RES. Or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the AM 950 special. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward, it spells the same. Zero Res.
I'm Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living radio show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. We've got some callers here. Let's run through these. Jim is in St. Louis Park. He wanted to chime in today. Welcome on in, Jim.
I think part of the thing with Ilhan is just that we're better than they are. Because Republicans always circle the wagons, and we want to actually, examine our own people and make sure our people are good. And the second thing is, this has been such a huge distraction because H.R. 1 passed last week in the House, and that is such a good bill with things like paper ballots in it.
The election security, the Election Rights Act that they put through, yeah.
And I think that we really need to pressure Republican senators to vote for that, and they need to answer to the people as Trump does when they vote against it, and if it does pass, if Trump vetoes it.
Well, and Jim, I'm going to step in here. The problem here is not so much the Republicans. It's McConnell said he's not going to give it a chance. McConnell has said, I'm the head of the Senate. I'm not going to allow it to even come to a vote because he's terrified of it. And so it's the bigger question is, can we get enough of those seats in the next election to get the Senate back in the hands of the Democrats? Because then you got a chance with that. As far as your other point about the standards, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are a lot of Republicans who are defending Tucker Carlson today. Tucker Carlson said, Jesus, my God, is that atrocious. And, you know, yet that, you know, when Ilhan Omar, there are so many Democrats, when Ilhan Omar said what she said, immediately jumped on the criticism. My God, you know, I'm not going to tolerate this. I mean, Steny Hoyer, for God's sakes, did he survive his anti-Ilhan Omar rant that he went on in the House? You know, he was vein popping. And as you know, people pointed out, I said, I mean, I understand people being frustrated about the idea of loyalty pledges, but did you read what she actually said? And, you know, the reality is you're right. The Democrats, it's easier to punch the guy sitting next to you than get up and fight the guy across the hall. And the guy across the hall is once again, they will defend the most atrocious behavior. For God's sakes, do you know how many people I've talked to who have defended Trump mocking a disabled man, or the Access Hollywood bus conversation that have said that, you know, sleeping with porn stars, well, that's nothing major. Think about this. The amount of Christian evangelicals who have said sleeping with a porn star, that's no big deal. That's nothing. But Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, exactly. Mike is in Columbia Heights. Welcome on in, Mike.
Thanks. What's the difference? Symbolic difference between a hijab and a yarmulke and the turban that a Sikh wears. They're all religious accoutrement headgear, and they should all be protected as under the Freedom of Religion Act. But you know what? That's a little bit too much freedom of religion for you know, the Republicans. Same thing as there's too much freedom of speech, so they have a free speech area at the Republican convention. You know, a little bit of too much of the Bill of Rights is just too much for the whiny-ass, nitpicking, quibbling Republicans.
I can't stand it. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for, you know, calling that back in there before we went down a bad path. Sally Jo Sorensen over at Blue Stem Prairie brought up, she goes, a lot of Hutterites out in her stretch of the prairie. She's out in the very eastern side of South Dakota now. And she says there's a lot of people out there that wear the headgear out there. And you see, you want to know the truth is, Judge Jeanine, the reason why she's apologizing is because she did not specify which headgear was appropriate and which wasn't. And so basically she did loop all these people on in there in her attempt to go after Ilhan Omar. And if she would have actually, if I think, I'm honest, I'll be honest with you, I think that if she would have just come on out there and said, you know, Muslims bad, Muslims hate America, Muslim, 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 she wouldn't be apologizing today. Fox News would not be condemning her today. It's the fact that she basically got loosey-goosey out there and didn't really think about what she was saying. Well, yeah, she did. And it was there, racist intent was there, and the bigoted intent was there, and that's just where they're at. But like I said, Democrats, I like holding ourselves to a standard, but you've got to fight the other side just as strong, for God's sakes. For God's sakes. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.